Wednesday with Tokyo on Hey FM.
Here we go.
One Hey
Do
FM.
We have you, Dabia? Good morning.
Well, all right, there's the theme song. Let's yes, get sir. This thing going here, shall we? It's a Wednesday with W.
Morning, W.
Blowing through your speakers and airwaves and, well, I guess your internet, too.
Yeah, online.
We got a lot of people, from what I understand, that are listening online. Because,
yes,
you know, that's...
Or on the app.
You know, the only reason I agreed to do this every single week,
yeah,
way back when, is because, well, you can't hear your show past Arlington.
Yeah.
And I could say anything because
yeah,
if I was saying stuff that my neighbors could hear, uh-oh.
Well, nonetheless.
It's not like anybody listens to your show.
Okay.
Speaking
right.
of not hearing things, you're solo again today, huh?
Yes, Heather Lee back tomorrow, yeah.
Drove off another one again, huh?
Did no, you? Heather Lee's back tomorrow.
So Heather Lee's not here today. Well, that's awful rude. It was she knew this was a Wednesday.
I know. Don't take it personal.
Everybody's getting picked for jury duty instead of you, aren't they?
No, I don't think that's where she is.
Perk up, JB. That's all
okay.
right there. And speaking of pick-me-ups.
Yes, sir.
You know, this week, all week long, I've been seeing these stories on, you know, news and internet. They're all reminders, reminding us of what we were going through 5 years ago. Five years ago this week, it was the start of the pandemic.
That's right, 5 years.
So, you know, thanks for the reminder on that, everybody. That's,
take us back, right?
But, you know, when you talk about origin stories, that's actually why, when and why we started doing this bit. Every single Wednesday.
Actually, that's true. Yeah.
Of course, I started doing it. You know, we had nothing else to do.
Correct.
I figured I might as well just call up some rando radio show in Fort Worth. And
rando?
Of course, things have been back to normal now for a while.
Yes, thankfully. Right?
And I'm still doing this bit.
Thankfully.
Which means we outlasted COVID.
Correct.
And that we're still stricken with the side effects from the pandemic.
Wednesday with W.
It's amazing how things spread, isn't it?
Right, yeah.
Including radio features and segments.
Uh-huh.
Luckily, everything, though, is pretty much back to normal these days. You know, it's 5 years removed from the pandemic, back to normal. We went from, we were all cooped up and couldn't wait to get out and see people, and now we're back to the more normal, rational, can't wait to get home, stay home, and not ever see any people as long as we can help.
That's right?
That's the way things should be, natural order.
That's how we are, yeah.
Hey, I hope everybody had a good St. Paddy's Day. That was festive, right?
Yeah, that was
a good
nice.
St. Patrick's Day. Maybe found a leprechaun with a pot of gold or something like that. That'd be nice these days.
Amen.
Or you could just, you know, find a billionaire and become new best buddies with him.
I'll be honest,
I didn't think Elon was going to last this long, but that little leprechaun's been working hard.
He's doging.
I saw yesterday Elon said that him and his doge department have been averaging about 120 hours of work per week.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Trying to make the government more efficient. 120 hours of work a week.
120?
That doesn't sound very efficient.
Get
that done in 40 or less. There you go. But at least, hey, hand it to Elon. SpaceX, they rescued those stranded astronauts of ours.
That's
yesterday.
Right. They're back home.
Yep. Welcome back to Earth.
Amen.
Of course, lots changed in like nearly 10 months since they went up there.
Yeah.
They were only, of course, you know, supposed to be up there for 10 days.
Got stranded.
Kind of like this bit was only supposed to, you know, be around during the pandemic. But anyway.
Here we are.
Things have changed a little bit for those poor people.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday, you know, splashing down not far from the Gulf of America.
Okay, yeah, that changed.
They said they couldn't wait to get back to their families and their normal lives. One of them had a vacation that they wanted to...
Really?
They wanted to take, but got stuck up there, so they had to delay it.
Yeah.
Well, they wanted to take their family, as they said, to our greatest ally on the planet, Canada.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, that's a little different. It's a little different relationship now. Yeah.
And the other one is a big old Dallas Mavericks fan and couldn't wait to get back to cheer their favorite player, Luka.
Okay.
So, spoiler alert.
I don't think that's true, sir.
You know, welcome back. I'll bet they were getting bored up there. I mean, there's only so much laughing gas you can put in your fellow astronauts' oxygen tanks. I mean, that's
that would liven it up.
Been bored out of my mind.
Should have had that in the top 10.
But they can go back to normal.
See, there you go.
Which is going home and not going out to see people.
There it is. We are glad you saw us.
Well, hopefully we'll see the whole show back together tomorrow for Wednesday with W.
Yes, sir.
So hold on to something sturdy out there, Texas. God bless, Texas.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.